In the studio with me now is Jeremy Jr. Kane, who's got a solo museum show opening up this Friday at the Alaska State Museum. Jeremy, thank you very much for coming down to the station.
Thank you, Jeff.
So, how's a banjo player get into making ceramics?
Well, they're both, they're expensive habits that don't make much money. I guess they kind of two peas in a pod.
What about ceramics stirs your soul?
Say that again?
What about ceramics stirs your soul?
Oh, you know.
That's used a lot of alliteration there.
Yeah, you're getting to it here. You know, I started making things when I was 7 years old and used to hang out on the weekends and make pottery at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio. And I spent maybe 3 or 4 years making things on the weekends and then kind of got out of the habit when I got to high school. And after that, I kind of went to college and decided, hey, if I'm going to go to college, I want to do what I want to do. And moved to Alaska and started doing ceramics in Fairbanks again for the second time in my life. And I just feel good in the studio every day. I like to wake up in the morning, have some coffee, and go to the studio and make things and check on what I've done the day before. And to me, it feels the most natural, you know, as far as my soul's concerned. And then over the years, my work has changed quite a bit. But I've gone from, you know, really functional pottery to things that maybe speak of function. Or now I use more functional ceramics for a palette, for kind of a message in the end, I suppose.
I don't know if people who are listening have seen any of your work. I was last at the Alaska State Museum as part of a ceramic show, and to me, it was just standout work. It was just amazing to look at it. It looks utilitarian, and like you said, you had gone more for the utilitarian kind of format, but now it kind of looks utilitarian, but it's not.
Right. It is utilitarian. Like I try to make everything that's really very sturdy and, you know, kind of foolproof, shall we say. But at the same time, it's the content nowadays is kind of what I think the viewer is kind of sucked into, or ideally.
The shape and the design initially remind me of something with an Asian style.
Sure.
But it's not at all. Once you get in, I mean, you could pass by it easily and think, okay, there's just some interesting ceramics. But it's so way cool.
Yeah, I think it's an eclectic mix of how I grew up. I used to spend most of my weekends, you know, in a stroller at the antique show, you know, for probably 10 to 15 years of my life until I was old enough to drive. And so, you know, most of the work that I make is really referential of American antiques, but at the same time, there's a necessity for these classic Asian vase forms and things to make things look overly important, you know. So they're lavish forms with, shall we say, maybe not the most lavish images, which, you know, kind of brings a bind between a couple cultures. You know, you're binding a culture that wouldn't maybe normally go to an art gallery with people that really support the arts, and you're really serving up a couple different crowds.
You take something that looks like, again, like a normal Asian decorative look, and then you're throwing a deer in there or a Chevy or something.
Yeah, classic American, you know. Well, I think that what started this was in graduate school, and there's lots of different stems of ceramics, and, you know, I really wanted to put myself into the work more than anything, and, you know, being, like you said, the banjo player and the guy in the bluegrass band, you know, I associate with a lot of different types of, well, other culture besides just people that sit around and talk about art, you know, and so it's pretty fun to be able to highlight both crowds and just, you know, play within each, you know, play off of both of them. It's fairly cynical and sarcastic work, but at the same time, there's a certain love for, you know, a love for the history behind it, you know.
Do you start out designing something with an object in mind, or does it kind of form as it goes?
It depends on what... Do you mean on the wheel itself?
On the wheel, and also just this one. You have a couple of postcards here, and one of them is a larger urn, and another one's kind of like a smaller covered pot. Do you kind of say, okay, I'm going to make a pot, and then...
Right, well, like the one that's, you know, the covered pot that you're speaking of is more of a kind of a classic American jugware style crock that would be, you know, more applicable for throwing things into, and it needs to be really industrial so people can lift the lid off and really just kind of slam it back down. And so that's a whole different concept compared to the other one, which is a classic ginger jar, and that's going to be something that's supposed to be a thing of beauty in this very lavish object, and maybe just something that somebody's going to have in their house, you know, like something that you know, you see it on television quite often. Anytime you do see ceramics, it's like these large Asian vases that are in people's houses, like James Bond movies and things like that. And those vases are important, and people don't ever see the images on them. So it's pretty fun to take an important vase like that. It just looks like it's just naturally, you know, it looks like it's supposed to be there. And so you're in a weird way, you're making your own antiques, because people, my work has a certain antiquity to it that allows for people to wonder whether it's handmade or whether it's, you know, it's kind of an ambiguous object at some point.
Are there these decals that you apply, and do you have just a whole shelf of decals?
I've probably spent thousands and thousands of dollars on decals. I collect them just like, you know, these antique shows and stuff that I was telling you. A lot of them are glass logos, and a lot of them are old decals that you can't get anymore. Some of the imagery on some decals is even questionable in itself. You know, like, you feel like if they were still making that image, they shouldn't be able to, you know. So it's kind of fun to find that dated decals that might not be available to people. And then you just make your own at the same time. And I've got a decal guy that sends me a lot of decals that I just send him images, and they come back to me.
In the case of this ginger jar, did you make the jar first and then say, okay, what kind of decals do I want to put on it? Or did you think about what you wanted to do ahead of time?
Yeah, well, what happens is that's the only pot in the whole show that actually has any other color on the glaze other than white. So when I lay that blue in on top of that white, then I know I'm going to reference this certain culture with that particular blue and white pattern, which is, you know, very specific. And so at that point in time, I kind of knew where that jar was heading just because of that extra, you know, that extra layer of glaze that I have on there.
I'm talking to Junior Jeremy Kane, who's got a solo show at the Alaska State Museum opening up this Friday. How many pieces are going to be in the show?
There's quite a mix. It's going to be set up. There should be about 25 pieces, and then there's I kind of look at it as an installation of ceramics, so it's all kind of one piece. They can be parted out, and so there's going to be imagery on the wall, and also cabinets that I've been working on that I've been building that are kind of found objects / wood and kind of paint, and the gallery is going to be blacked out. It should be quite an elaborate array of pots. So maybe if you piece it out, there probably might be 100 different objects.
How long have you been working on it?
For about 6 months.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Do you dream about ceramics?
Only when it's going bad.
and then what kind of stuff do you do? Like, well, what's the worst thing that's happened to you as far as when you're making it like a pot or something like that, where you put some, go ahead. I guess it's an open question.
No, I have to say the worst thing can happen to you is when you wake up in the middle of the night and you have that kiln concern, you know, when you know you have something hot that's burning and you're curious how it's doing. And often, you know, you're not firing a kiln, but you wake up and you have that energy that you should be doing something, or you should be, you know, off to work. So I guess that happens during the show time mostly only, you know. Like, I enjoy working kind of peacefully throughout the year, but when it starts getting intense, I think that's when you start having some nightmares.
I can imagine many artists, you know, if they're not happy with their work, ripping it apart in the case of a drawing, or applying more paint on it in the case of a painting to cover it up. Do you ever just find you're doing something and you say, I don't like this at all, and just smash it as hard
yeah,
as you can?
Yeah, it happens. I enjoy it. We have a shard pile around the university, and I've sort of encouraged the students to break a few things every once in a while, just because, you know, you got to lose a few pots. And maybe if they don't even lose ones that they like, they're going to lose the ones that were stuck to shelves and things like that. But quite often I'll just be in my studio working on something and I just know it's not going the way I want. And I'll go out and just break it. And then usually I'll come back and realize I've probably made a mistake at this point in time, you know.
All right. I've been talking to Junior Jeremy Kane. He's got a solo museum at the Alaska State Museum show opening up this Friday. Should be a great show. He's got a whole number of pieces there. See if you could count them all. Jeremy, is there anything you'd like to add? I might have forgotten to ask.
No, I think just come out to the show and enjoy it and listen to the music.
Is it going to be live music there?
No, it's going to be a soundtrack behind the show. Okay. Just about a minute and a half clip.
Banjo music?
Nope.
Any food?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what kind of food?
I think they're having sushi.
All right.
Tons of it.
Thanks for coming by.